Welcome to the Wiley Manager Podcast, your place for just-in-time management advice on the web at wileymanager.com. All right, welcome back to another Wiley Manager Podcast. And on today's cast, Bob, we're going to talk about conducting effective meetings.
Yeah, I haven't done this one in a while, Jet. So this is one of our more popular ones, so we thought we would revisit it again.
Effective meetings revisited. Before we get there, though, we had some viewer mail this week.
Yeah. Matthew Jones, he's been a Wiley Manager member since August 2011. And he writes, I feel like Casey Kasem now. 9-year-old Jennifer writes. No, Matthew writes, as usual, you seem to have an uncanny timing with putting these management tidbits. They always seem to be very relevant to one project or another that I'm working on at the moment.
That's because we have surveillance on Matthew.
Yes, we're stalking you, Matthew.
That's how we know what you're up against.
Yeah, until the restraining order comes, we will continue to do things that are just for you.
All right, well, let's quickly walk through the agenda and how we're going to tackle this topic.
Okay, we'll talk about why have a meeting. We'll talk about what effective meetings actually look like and how they might be different than what you're doing now. We'll talk about the Wiley Manager 4 points to effective meetings, and we'll leave you with 3 things to remember.
Excellent. Now, one of our favorite books, Death by Meeting.
Yeah, Patrick Lencioni, our guy. Well, and I don't know if these stats come from his book or not, but either way, I have these stats from somewhere.
Yep.
So there was a survey done of 1,000 managers, and those managers indicated that 33% of their time spent in meetings was wasted.
Mm.
And those same managers said that they spent 17 hours per week in meetings. So quick back-of-the-napkin calculation, start the Jeopardy music.
Uh-huh.
6 hours a week of wasted managerial time. So figure the cost of that out across your whole organization.
Yeah, just take the salaries of the folks that are in the room, multiply that by 6 hours of wasted time, and it's going to add up in a hurry.
Yeah, and you know what? I think that both 33% and 17 hours a week are conservative numbers.
Yeah, a lot of these things.
I think it could be 50% and could be more like 30 hours a week.
All right, so how do we help, Bob? What's the Wiley Manager way that we're going to help folks avoid these
Here to help. We're just here to help, Jed. Yeah, we have the Wiley Manager 4 points to meeting effectiveness. So we'll go through these in more detail, but very quickly they are prepare for your meeting, communicate, control, and document.
All right, there's the 4 points. Let's talk about preparing first then.
Okay, so why are you having this meeting? So the very first question you should always ask is that does this meeting have any value at all? Because if it's just Tuesday and it's 9 a.m., that's not a good enough reason to have a meeting. Contrary to popular belief, because that's often the way that it goes down.
Sure.
Right? Yeah. So you need to figure out, okay, well, what's going to happen if I didn't have this meeting,
mm-hmm.
right? Would anybody even notice, or would everybody just have found time on their calendars, right? Maybe people would be a lot happier.
Right.
What's the desired outcomes of this meeting? What's going to be different as a result of putting these very expensive people in the room for some period of time versus not doing it at all? Okay, so what's the outcome going to be? What's going to be different as a result of that meeting? And finally, you have to make sure that if you answer all those questions, you decide you're still going to have a meeting, then people need to do something in advance of that meeting.
Okay.
Right? So what we mean by prepare is that if you want people to comment on a document, you don't hand it to them at the meeting.
Give it to them in advance.
Now, let me speed read that because my name's Evelyn Wood. So.
Yeah.
Okay.
I just want to call you Evelyn now.
Yeah, well. I've been called worse things.
Now, one of the ways that you prepare and can help people understand all of these things, what the purpose is, what needs to get read in advance, et cetera, is by making sure you have an agenda.
Yeah. Yeah. So I got into trouble at an organization I used to work in because I said I wouldn't attend any meeting without an agenda.
Yeah.
So they didn't fire me right away. But the nevertheless, you know, I'm being a bit of a smart ass, but nevertheless, every meeting has to have an agenda. Okay. So and on that agenda, you need to have a clearly understood purpose. You need to have the desired outcomes of the meeting articulated and well understood. You need to decide how much time is going to be spent on each item. Now, that doesn't mean that you're sort of sketching yourself into a rigid box. What it means is you've got some guideline, whether it's a 5-minute discussion or a 30-minute discussion.
Right.
Right. Because that's going to change the nature of the way people prepare when they show up at the meeting.
Right.
You want to know who's going to actually be there. You're going to want you want that report that you want people to comment on needs to be distributed in advance, as opposed to read this at the meeting and make a decision.
Cool. Now, I'm assuming that on the Wiley Manager website, we have some potential templates that people might be able to use.
Yeah, we got all kinds of this stuff back at the ranch, and I've actually, later in the podcast, I'll outline exactly what those are and where you can get them.
Very good. So your second of the 4 points to effective meetings is communicate.
Yep, Yep. So you actually have to tell people that you're having the meeting, the purpose of the meeting. So all those things we just ran through in the agenda, yeah, which is great that you do that thinking in advance. Now you got to go and tell other people. Okay. So other people you want in the room all need to have that info. So it's not good enough for you to say, yeah, I got it all ready to go and I'm going into the meeting.
This is one of those reasons why email might exist and you would actually allow the use of email during this kind of thing.
Yeah, as you know, I hate email, but in this particular case, it's a great way to, you know, send your meeting agenda around and tell people, again, the purpose of the meeting, what's going to be discussed and what time frame and why, what preparation you need them to do in advance and what the desired outcomes of your meeting are.
All right, so I've done all this stuff in advance of the meeting. Now I get the meeting going on when we get into the third point, which is controlling the meeting.
Right. So I remind everybody that two out of the four points to meeting effectiveness here happen before you even walk into the meeting.
Right.
So in many cases, people just, you know, they sort of go and wing it their way through a meeting. Well, two of these things happen before you even set foot in the room. So, but once you get in the room, there's you have to control the process. Okay. So again, this is easiest, of course, if you are the leader, the facilitator of this meeting, but even if you're not, you can influence these things. So the first one is start on time. Don't ever enable people's bad behavior by waiting for them to come in 10 minutes late or say, oh, Jed, geez, you're late. Well, here's what you missed. Yeah. No, Jed, sit down, shut up, and be on time next time, right?
Yeah.
That's the tone you need to set, right? Okay, review and adjust the agenda if necessary. So again, if you do have people missing, for example, or if a document didn't get distributed, you may want to adjust your agenda, right? Assign roles. So again, you may want to have a timekeeper, you may want to have a facilitator, you may want to have a meeting scribe. There's all kinds of different roles people can play in meetings, and sometimes you need them and other times you don't, but nevertheless, give that some thought. If you think that the meeting could become at all acrimonious, then lay out your ground rules in advance.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we're not going to have any personal attacks. We're not going to talk over top of one another. We're going to leave our BlackBerries at the door, whatever the case may be.
No fist fights.
No fist fights. Yeah, good. Always good to remember. Stick to your time guidelines. So again, if you're having a good discussion and you're not quite done, there's no harm in saying, okay, point of order. We said we were going to spend 15 minutes on that. We're up to 17 or 18 minutes now.
Yeah.
Do we want to carry on this conversation and blow off something else on the agenda, or do we want to terminate it now?
Right. Procedural suggestions.
Right. And by virtue of asking that question, you can often solve an awful lot of problems.
Okay.
Make sure you've got a quality in participation so that, you know, not all members are going to contribute equally. People have different ways. But if you've got somebody that is sitting quietly, then try to draw them out.
Right.
Okay. Don't, if your meeting is scheduled from 9 till 10 and you're wrapped up by 9:45, then it's time for everybody to go away. Right. Don't stay in the room just because you're scheduled till 10 o'clock.
There's nothing wrong with getting out early.
Yep. And I would argue for recurring meetings, you're going to want to do a process check at the end of every meeting. So how did our meeting go today? How can we improve it for next time? And when I say a process check, I'm talking about 60 seconds or less.
Okay. And that's just around the table. Did we accomplish what we needed to accomplish? Are we where we're supposed to be at? How's everybody feeling about the meeting?
You've done this.
A couple of times, yeah.
Yeah, good work.
But we're moving on now to my favorite, and maybe it's just a pet peeve of mine, but my favorite part of the 4-point process to effective meetings from my managers, the documentation.
Right. So this comes back to the whole idea is that if you don't have tangible actions or things that are going to be different as a result of that meeting you just had, then the meeting was probably a waste of time.
Right.
Right. So, and the best way to make sure that you get maximum value out of these things is to document these things. So again, capture the ideas as, you know, where appropriate on a whiteboard or a flip chart, or even just somebody taking notes. Again, if it's an informal meeting, that's just fine. You know, there's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
But again, if it's a more formal or you haven't been in the same meeting room with people, you may want to walk up and write it on a flip chart simply because it indicates to people that you're listening and their ideas are being captured,
mm-hmm.
right? Use the parking lot technique, for example. Okay, so if you haven't used this before, it's if somebody brings up something that's mildly or perhaps wildly off topic,
yeah.
Which happens all the time, you can just simply walk over to the parking lot and say, okay, well, you know what? We're not going to talk about that today, but I want to make sure we capture that. So you validated the person's viewpoint, and then hopefully they, you know, get back on subject.
Yeah.
Right. Most importantly, make sure you keep your action list. Okay. So who's going to do what by when? And your action list can be as simple as that. So, because a lot of times what happens is people, they'll brainstorm good ideas. They say, well, that's a good idea. That's a good idea. That's a good idea. You walk out of the room and nobody's got it. Right.
I thought you were doing that.
Yeah. Well, me? No. I thought you had it.
That's a great idea. I hope somebody's on it.
Yeah. So this is why, again, you want to say, again, as a point of order during your meeting, okay, so who's going to do that and by when?
Yeah. Perfect.
Yeah.
I guess we're all the way up to three things already, Bob, for the Effective Meeting Podcast.
Yeah, not bad.
Well done.
So,
1, 2, 3.
1, 2, 3. Yeah, the three things. Number one would be insist on a structure or format, right? So people that know me know I'm particularly anal about such things, but I don't think you have to be overly anal to, you know, again, insist on an agenda, right? Insist that you stick to timelines and that you start on time, mm-hmm. right? So have some structure or format and insist that it's followed.
All right. And number two.
Number two, there has to be, we were just talking about this, there must be outcomes or follow-up actions for your meeting. If you don't have those, your meeting was a waste of time.
Indeed.
Okay? Because if it's information only, there's better ways to move information around.
Yes, much more cheaply and cost-effectively and fast.
Right. So occasionally you want to fly the CEO in to talk personally to employees if it's something big, a big change is happening, and that would be an information-only meeting that might be worth the time.
Sure.
If it's a recurring team meeting and you're just downloading information to people, find a better way to do that.
All right, and number three.
Everybody has to take responsibility for an effective meeting. So what I mean by that is that don't be a passive participant in these things. If your meetings suck and it's your boss's meeting, then, in most cases, your boss is going to be receptive. I mean, you can't say, gee, boss, your meetings suck. But you could very well say, you know, is there a way for us to improve these meetings to make sure that they're, a little tighter, a little bit more on focus, and that we get people in and out on time.
Yeah. All right, perfect. There's the three things. And I know, Bob, on this particular topic, we have a bunch of stuff back at the Wiley Manager website.
Yeah, you betcha. So if you slide back onto www.wileymanager.com, we have in our membership area, we've got a meeting preparation checklist, a meeting planner and draft agenda, if you are wondering what those might look like. We've got some sample ground rules that we would encourage people to adjust to make their own, whatever is most appropriate in their organization. We have role definitions for meetings. So we talked before about facilitator and timekeeper and other such things. We've got a little list on how to get a meeting back on track. So you're in a meeting dying 1,000 deaths because it sucks so badly.
Yeah.
Some ideas about how to get the meeting back on track, even if you're just a participant in that meeting. And finally, a meeting rating form where you can begin to try to improve the way in which you do meetings. So all those are available back at the Wiley Manager website.
All right. And I'll also remind folks that we have a few other related podcasts that you might find helpful as well. So we've done podcasts previously on particular types of meetings, like skip level meetings, on one-on-one meetings, mid-year review meetings. We also did one as well on taking good notes, which might be helpful for your meetings.
That's
as well.
Right. Yeah, we did do that too. Yeah. So, and I'll remind people too that we only have our last year's worth of podcasts on iTunes. All the other ones are back at the Wiley Manager. So if you look on iTunes and can't find these things, you can find these podcasts back at the Wiley Manager website.
It's not because we're liars. They're just somewhere else.
Yes. Well, yes.
All right. Up next on the agendas for upcoming podcasts, we're going to do one on managing those with less experience.
We'll
do a follow-up on overwhelmed. So those managers who just feel like they just don't have enough time in the course of a week to get all their stuff done. We're going to deal with that one more time. It's a popular topic.
Yep.
We have one on circles of control and influences of concern.
Yeah, that'll be fun.
Look forward to that one.
Right on.
And as well on the website, we have a gift for some of our podcast mentors, or listeners, I should say. Each of these podcasts comes with a cheat sheet that we produce to go along with the podcast. And we bundled a bunch of them up that are surrounding this one particular topic of be a mentor, not a micromanager. So that collection of five cheat sheets, along with some quick tips and tricks, etc., is available at wileymanager.com for you to pull down for free.
Yeah, you betcha. It's on right on the homepage. You can sign up and grab those. And also, we always encourage people to reach out to us either via iTunes or via YouTube or Facebook or LinkedIn or on the Wiley Manager website. We're everywhere.
All right, Bobby. We'll talk to you next time.
See you then, Jed.
Hey, thanks for listening to the Wiley Manager podcast. If you have some comments or questions about today's show, please let us know at facebook.com/WileyManager.